Hello guys, welcome to another exciting episode of the Kenya Nonsense Podcast. My name is Andrew Togo. I'll be hosting Karma CEO Ted Martinov.
Kindly tell us about Karma.
Sure. Karma is the first world data marketplace, and the difference is that we are the first that links data of corporate accounts on a real-time basis. So if you can wonder what is the internet, right? There's a lot of service and everybody can keep one. We do essentially the same to link data of the organizations. We don't aggregate it somewhere in the central place. We leave it on the side of the entities. But meanwhile, we build a connection that allows organization to request data to each other. And that's what we do. So if you want to call us in another name, it would be a corporate internet. That's what we provide to the companies. There are a couple of use cases that are quite obvious. First of all, lending organizations, they look for more data about their potential customers, the borrowers. And that's how they can reach more data that doesn't come only from the traditional sources like credit data. It also covering a more alternative data. When I talk about alternative data, I'm first of all speaking about transactional data that can be supplied by retail organizations, by utility providers, et cetera, et cetera. And that's actually a big difference between the countries we call unbanked and bank, right? And Kenya is quite innovative because you, like many other countries around, rely more on mobile money than traditional infrastructure. And that also brings a difference to the data landscape that we essentially try to fill in with our solution, right? Because we are more focused on any digital footprint left by individuals and link it with the lending organization. So simply speaking, underbanked, they have much better chance to get financing because the data become available for the lending organizations. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, there's a huge advantage for data to be connected between the enterprises. You might have heard about the expression, data is the new oil, right? Everybody says that, but nobody really wants to know how to make it happen. Because if we speak about big data, something that is collected by Google or Apple, right, and they can build some analytical platform or social networks, it's not pretty much there. It helps a bit, you know, to predict some sort of customer behaviors and understanding what, you know, customers might want in the future. But the real data sit with existing enterprises. Because, right, if you are B2C oriented, you have the whole bunch of data about your customers. And we pursue to link this data into the internet and give a way to the organization to build prediction model and drive the business decision based on the real data.
Interesting. What do you think are the advantages of decentralized way to share data?
Well, first of all, it's definitely by building the centralized system, we give confidence to organizations that their data is under their control. Right, because if we will have to collect it somewhere to the centralized silo, every organization take care about the data, and they will pay concern that, you know, how this data will be managed, who will get access to this data, and all that. We see it actually quite clearly in Kenya, because many of lending organizations, however, they have to deposit all the data to credit bureaus, they deposit only negative information, being concerned that positive information can help the competitors to approach it. In our case, when the data is fully decentralized and it always stays on the side of the customers, you are always aware, you know, who consumed your information and you actually can manage that. If I, you know, don't want to share my information with other lenders, it's fine. I just block it on my side. But, you know, you are much better feeling on the control if you keep it on your side. And that's what we provide by our decentralized model.
What we have been seeing happening at the local markets that CRBs only share the negative data about their clients. What do you think Karma is bringing on the positive data? What are you bringing on the table on that?
Yeah, absolutely. We believe that the true reason why lenders don't share positive information with credit bureaus It's exactly because they keep worrying on the safety of their data, that this data won't leak, you know, to their customers, and nobody can really approach that. By giving them the option to keep the data on their side, they get the feeling of full control of this data. And that will, you know, make them free to share more data than they shared before. I know that it's a long way, right? It won't come from the day one, but we truly believe that, you know, this has to stay on the side of the organization, because that's like a rule of thumb. You have to manage this.
Yes, interesting. But probably to my next question, what strategy do you have in Kenyan credit data sharing market? Because at the moment the regulator is tight on how much data you can share about your borrower. What's your strategy now in the Kenyan market?
We definitely want Kenya to have access to more information. And actually the case that you raised up, when the whole bunch of lenders were literally cut off the credit bureaus recently, I guess it made more problems than advantages, because all of those organizations, they can't really put in place the proper credit assessment, what is very important, especially in the COVID times. Our idea that, you know, credit bureau is a sort of combination of data storage and some business analytics, but it can be split to two parts. One is the data transportation. That's exactly what we do, right? And another one is building analytics, which is actually quite perfectly implemented on the lender side. We want to provide a service that will allow to transport any data between any enterprises, not only for lenders. And that will explore, you know, much more opportunities that they have right now. Everything else can be covered by somebody else. We are very open to different analytical partnerships or whatever thing, because our job is, we are like a post office, right? We take a parcel and the data within from company A to company B, and we are like a postman. We even don't know what this information within, right? Because if we will fairly take a look on this problem, any one of us can send data, I know, via Gmail, right, to other organization. So what the problem, right, to create this sort of constant connection, right, that will allow companies really figure out, you know, what is the landscape of information and what they can source.
Okay. I really like your point about analytics. Recently, we in Kenya, we are the quarter three of banking releasing their financials. I don't know what would be a view about a number of lenders were cut off from credit bureaus recently. What's Karma want to leverage on the momentum to accommodate them?
Yes, we, right, again, we don't really want to go and compete with the credit bureaus. We respect what they do. They aggregated some portion of information, and they're actually doing their job quite well. The only fundamental reason that even before cutting off those lending organizations, the level of collected credit history was quite low. And now it became even lower because, right, they released for quite a lot of information. Yes. We actually freely provide our protocol for data sharing worldwide. And if Kenya lending organization will be open to explore it and start sharing data within each other, I guess it would be a very beneficial situation for everybody, because they can make better credit decisions. And that's by default mean that Kenyans can get access to better financing. That's what we explore to do. That would be desirable outcome. So we are highly welcome lending organizations in Kenya, whatever they are linked to credit bureaus or not, to start using a direct data sharing, assuming that the data stays on their side, they can keep under control the data, and in a while they could start sharing more data to each other, what is critically important for quality of the credit decisions.
Okay, probably my question on analytics, I think I missed that. Kenyan banks, their Q3 data revealed a growing loan book and also a growing loan moratoriums. What's your view? what do you think Karma is bringing to the table that now banks, even if their moratoriums are growing, what is Karma bringing on the table that can advise financial institutions or banks on better financing their loan book?
Yeah, that's a very good point, because it's really important to understand why the moratorium is coming. We've seen that quite a regular situation before the COVID outbreak was the fraud prevention, right? Yes. Everybody has to know some people, you know, who's in embezzlement was getting loans. But yes, after COVID outbreak, another problem went to the first place. It's a problem of over indebtedness. Okay. So people who had some debt and they actually had to take more loans simply because they lost their source of income and they had to still, you know, bring some bread to the table to their families. What sooner or later, you know, brought them to the position of over indebtedness. They simply can't repay their debt because their income doesn't fit, you know, the amount of debt they have.
Sure.
And in this situation, banks and lenders, they had to reduce or even stop granting new loans. Okay. Because they are unable to assess right, the customers and predict the over indebtedness level. And that's another issue. It's also very related to the access of data, because the only way how you can keep it under control, if you have thorough access to the data of other organizations. If both of us are lenders, right, the only two, if we can look to the database of each other and see how many loans we gave to one guy, yes, we can you know, more precise in predicting, you know, how much money he can get and repay in a while. But if this connection is not established, we definitely have no idea how much money this household or a person already have. So, and that's a fundamental problem, right? That we also stay on the part how to it could be resolved, right? Because we essentially build this environment where all data connected all together, and any organization can leverage this knowledge. So I believe if we can work shoulder to shoulder in solving problem on getting to the original data, not manage, you know, good it or bad, but take it all between all the players, it will give the true solution to a financial institution, how they can start again granting new loans and being on a good side in their, you know, return on investment, what they pursue.
Yes. Interesting. I really like your point about how it's not about getting the creditors good data or the bad data which you are sending. Can you get just an overhaul of the data? Then from there you can process it, and then you can tell the financial institution, this is what we need to do. This is how you can serve this client. I really like that point. What does Kalma see in the Kenyan and by large the sub-Saharan Africa market growing by 2021? I want to assume 2020 is maybe a month. What do you see probably going 2021 for the Kenyan and by large sub-Saharan Africa market?
Thank you very much for this question. I guess, you know, those times everyone is very hard to predict how it's going on in the next years. Yes. But we also keep optimistic, you know, that everything goes well and we more or less will bounce back of this huge lockdown that covered the whole world.
Sure.
The next year would be the year of rollout for Karma. If I would say that in 2020 we did testing, we spoke with early adopters, we, you know, put the feet on the ground. In 2021, we want to aggressively roll out. We see that access to data is a big fundamental problem, disregards in the country, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. And actually in whole Africa, by the way, not only in sub-Saharan. The advantage on what we do is it's built fully decentralized, right? We don't have to build silo in every single country we want to make business. Mm-hmm. And the demand is there. Mm-hmm. So we can provide this one big solution because, again, right, it's a sort of internet. We don't need to stay in the middle. We build connection between 100 organizations. They share data directly to each other. That is our job. And we want to roll out definitely in a couple of countries. We are already in Nigeria and Zambia. Kenya, I'm crossing fingers, we can announce in the following weeks. Okay. And we will look to our three, you know, to introduce our solution. But we'll be happy if we can have more. My quick message about that, we are very open to be in every country where our customers want us to see. So if you, whatever you are located in Zimbabwe or Liberia or yes. Cameroon, okay. if you see the problem is there and there's, I know, 2, 3, 5 organizations who are open to start sharing to each other, okay. just drop us a message and we'll be more than happy to be with you in the next few weeks. It's very easy to roll out. It's a big advantage of the centralized solution.